Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is the show for who we call big impact experts. And that's you if you are on a mission to not only make money in your business, but you want to make a big positive impact in the lives of your clients and possibly even your community and even the world. And so we work with impact-driven entrepreneurs who want to make a big difference. And as you are on that mission, you are going to come across obstacles. There's going to feel like there's times where your growth is slower than you want it to be, or maybe even the same things keep happening again and again and again. And so we're going, you know, and they get in the way of our progress. And there's slow ways of dealing with that, and there's faster, more efficient ways of dealing with that. And today's expert is the Stephanie Kwong. And she is the co-founder of the Rapid Rewire Method. So if you ever feel like your progress is blocked or there's just obstacles that just keep coming up again and again and again, this is the conversation for you. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. Excited for this conversation.
Yeah, and I really appreciated our couple of conversations where we didn't record, but we had some good chats, and that's led us to this point here. And, you know, I love the work that you do. We tend to talk a lot about tactics and strategies and things of that nature, but there's more than that. I mean, we bring ourselves to it, and I'm excited to dive into that with you here today. I think a great place to start is tell everybody a little bit more about you and how did it come to be that you're doing this work?
Yeah. So back in 2007, I actually chose to become a coach. I won't go through the whole long story of how that happened. And as I don't know if you could see me or if you can hear me, if you can see me, you see that I'm Asian. Asian people, we are crazy about results and the results. And so throughout my time when I was working with people, I got trained in a lot of different modalities that would support me in being able to create transformation quickly and sustainably. So over the course of that time, NLP, hypnosis, somatic experiencing, breathwork, TRE, havening, EFT, strategic interventions, you name it. I started working with people who were essentially like the top 1% of high performers. You know, these were really people at the top of their game, and it was really exceptional. That's how I thought I was going to leave my mark, is by working with these highly influential people. And then the trickle-down effect, the divine had other plans, because when I, in February of 2021, I actually endured a miscarriage. And I wanted at that time to be a mother of my own biological child. And so when I got pregnant, we weren't trying. When I lost the baby, it was really devastating for me. And the thing is, I know grief, Chuck, I know how it moves, but this time, over time, I became less able to function. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, shutting down my business for 5 months was extraordinarily difficult, but I also wasn't in the mental or emotional space to support my clients. And I was in a super, super dark place that I couldn't get myself out of, even with everything I was trained in. I had amassed an amazing community of coaches, therapists, shamans, other healers, and they still couldn't help me even shave the edge off the grief. But when I was at my medical doctor's office trying to figure out how I could optimize my body to get pregnant again, I was a wreck. And he pointed at my face and he said, "Who's helping you with that?" And I said, "I'm looking for someone, but I haven't found anybody yet." And he's like, "I got a guy." So he connected me with a man that literally in one 60-minute session, by the end of it, I couldn't even feel sadness or grief in my body. I even tried to recall it back, you know, seeing all the worst moments of that experience, and I was just neutralized. I was calm. It was integrated. And I was floored because, again, I was known for getting fast and lasting change, but I had never experienced anything like this. And so I continued to work with my now co-founder, Wesley, clearing things at rapid speed, even things that I had gotten better at, but it would still keep resurfacing. Fears, inner blocks, limitations, etc. And it was just gone. And so, you know, through working with him, I felt what true deep integration is. And then over the course of 2 months working consistently, starting to learn these tools, which are not difficult to learn, I heard the divine command, "You're meant to bring these tools into the world." So we joined forces. We launched the Rapid Rewire Method. We've been training people in our methodology ever since. Hundreds of people have come through our doors. And to this day, I don't even use anything else I was trained in. If I work with people, I don't really work with folks now. I'm building this company. But I can say that, you know, these tools enable people to confidently release what's holding them back from what it is that they deeply desire. Or when they're stuck in emotional states that are disempowering, it's like we can actually be free of them and live more powerfully in our lives.
All of that sounds amazing. And, you know, I've heard so many origin stories and where the amazing work that you're doing today is as a result of your own healing journey. And it's the origin story of, I mean, I've interviewed hundreds of coaches and practitioners and different types of transformational leaders. And that's what we all have in common is that usually we're doing the work that we're doing today because of our own healing journey. And, you know, I felt every word as you were saying that. And I believe it because I have lived that myself in that journey, not the exact thing that you went through, but the journey of you heal. And now it's like, here's this amazing thing. And then I love what you shared about receiving the message that you need to share this, right? And it just made me think of all the times that I've received messages saying you need to do this, right? Mm-hmm. And so thank you for sharing that. And I would love to hear, like, in the work that you do, like, who's showing up? Like, what are you hearing from them? What's their experience before working with you? In terms of how they describe their challenge, what's going on in their life or their business? Like, what are you hearing from them as they're at that beginning part of their journey, right?
Yeah. Well, so with the Rapid Rewire Method, it's a training company. So we train coaches, therapists, healers, wellness practitioners, anybody who works with somebody in the mental health field to utilize our tools for themselves, someone else, or two entire groups. However, what I've observed in a lot of those folks that come through there, and then we also have another company called Unbound, where people can just hire one of our certified coaches, is people who just feel blocked with what it is that they want to create in their lives. So even if we're just isolating it to the coaches that come in through our doors, they struggle to build their businesses, right? They have a craft, they're really good at it. And then there's something that blocks them around self-promotion. They have stories around tech, I'm not good around with it, so I can't build, I don't have, and you fill in the blank. But really all they're doing is they're starting to reveal the internal blocks that they have around what it is that they want to create. You know, diving into, I know you and I wanted to chat about this on this call, is that the thing that's really going to propel you forward, if you're a business, whether you're a coach or you're, you know, a founder of a tech company or any sort of entrepreneur, founder, creator, is that if you really want to build a successful business, it's not the strategies that are going to get you there ultimately. It's going to be the ability to upgrade your identity, right? At every single level of growth, for me personally, when I was building my business as a coach, before I was able to get these super high profile clients, I had my own internal ceilings and it wasn't necessarily external ones. I realized that I could not outwork my self-concept. Like, I couldn't actually out-hustle my own nervous system. And I definitely couldn't out-strategize the beliefs that didn't match what it is that I said that I wanted. And so the real work became this. It's I had to actually scale myself, right? My mind, my emotional capacity, before I could even scale the company that I wanted to build. And so because, you know, again, this is what I see over and over again in myself, in others, we all have a set point. We have a level of visibility that we feel safe with, and anything more than that is like not comfortable. We have a level of income that we feel worthy of or not worthy of. We have a level of responsibility that our nervous system can actually handle. And some people, they're like, this is too much. I have too many responsibilities. And then they start to shut it down, right? And when we start to exceed that set point, we start to unconsciously self-correct. We procrastinate. We overthink. We might create unnecessary conflict. We start to shrink back, right? And not want to share our message or promote ourselves. And it's not because we're lazy. It's because our identity hasn't caught up yet. And there was a season in my business where, look, again, Asian, we can out-hustle anybody. We are bred to work really hard. And in my mind, that season in my business, I was doing everything right. The strategy was solid. The marketing was working. The opportunities were starting to show up, and yet I was hitting that same exact ceiling over and over and over again. I get so close to that next level, I would start to get more revenue. I would have more visibility, more leadership, and then something in me would tighten. I'd start to procrastinate. I'd start to overcomplicate things. I'd make some pretty bad decisions. And then I'd start to slow down the momentum myself. And then I had to really get honest with myself, like what is actually happening? And what I saw was, again, it wasn't a strategy problem, right? It was a self-concept problem. I hadn't yet become the woman who felt safe holding that level. Because a lot of times we say, I want this, but does it feel safe and comfortable in your nervous system to go, yeah, you can have all that based on the blueprint that I was designed with or imprinted on when I was younger. And so the real growth, it wasn't like another funnel. It wasn't another hire to be able to delegate more work so that I could do more, right? It was actually doing that deep internal work so that I could expand my identity. I could regulate my nervous system and upgrade what I believed I was capable of creating as well as receiving. And so when that shifted, Chuck, like everything externally, it stabilized and it began to grow even beyond what I thought was possible. And so those same strategies that once felt really heavy, they all of a sudden, they started working. And I couldn't, you know, I could finally hold what it is that I was building. So that's what I really believe is so necessary for people is I get it that, you know, our businesses are important. We want to make money. We want to make the impact. And so each and every day we like turn on our computers and we're sitting there typing away, building JVs, we're reaching out to get onto podcasts, we're building the funnels, we're doing, you know, running ads, everything. But how much time are you also spending on scaling yourself internally to hold what it is that you want? And if I ask people that, and sometimes I do, and they get really real with themselves, they're like, I haven't. Even coaches, they know this, right? But they don't carve out the time to really do the work to hold what it is that they say they want to create. And most people want big impact. They want big, you know, they want to have a way to really make a dent in the world while they're here. But that's only going to happen when you really do the work to scale yourself internally, to upgrade your self-concept, to build an identity, to be the type of person who can hold the business and the size of the business that you want to build and the level of income that you want to create and attract.
That is huge. And I love how you said, like, you know, we're always trying to get to the next level. And yeah, when we're networking with one another, it's like, oh yeah, I'm here and I want to go here. And I love what you said about not feeling like you're the person who can, you know, be comfortable at that new level. And I can recall almost every time where I've leveled up and go, yeah. And then you start doing the things that bring you back to the comfortable level. Yeah. Right. And then it feels like, you know, it's like I'm going here and then here and then here and then here. Right. And, yeah, and so, yeah, that is amazing. And one of the things that, especially in the people that we serve, like coaches and transformational leaders and healers and all of that, and we're so busy working with our clients and implementing a new tactic or strategy. Well, I'm going to do this marketing thing, or I'm going to do this JV, and that's going to grow my business. And then we grow that business, but then also at the same time, we haven't grown into it that comfort level. And so we start taking that step back. And what are you noticing are some of the mistakes that people make? Or I guess also the awareness of at what point, I mean, tactics are important, strategies, but they're always changing. At what point do you recommend that someone is looking at where they're at in terms of their own comfort level, like being comfortable at this new level? When do we look at that?
I would say all the time, every day. Chuck, that's so important, right? Like I know when I've done the internal alignment work to get myself to really feel safe and comfortable with what I want to create, that it feels familiar. So it's not this weird thing that I unconsciously push away. I start to notice that it actually takes less strategy externally to call in what I want. Literally, even, you know, earlier this year, I was like, okay, I'm looking at where it is that we're generating our greatest ROI. We run ads, we do organic, we do affiliates. And then I noticed when I have been speaking on podcasts, we're literally having clients buy sessions with our coaches via Unbound. And then when I have been speaking, we're literally enrolling people like crazy into our training, our Rapid Reorient Method training. And I mean speaking by speaking in events or virtually in person, etc. So I was like, you know what? I want to double down on that. And when I started picking a number of how many speaking gigs I want each month. I was like, whoa, how are you going to do that? Of course, there's the doubts that already crept in. Like, that's not possible. But I was like, man, if I started, you know, measuring how each speaking gig, what the, you know, the impact on the ROI was, I was like, this, how many you need? And it felt stretchy for me. So then, of course, we think, oh, well, okay, I'm going to start pitching. It's a numbers game. Let me get this many pitches out. I was like, hold on. And I paused and I went internal and I go, does that even feel okay for me to be able to speak that much? Because I had to break through my own visibility blocks a while back, but now this is like at a whole other level. So I started doing the work to clean up that initial resistance I felt, because I'm like, oof, that's the set point, right? And I did it right away before I started doing all these podcast pitching. So when you ask, when should you start considering? It's immediate. It's all day, every day, right? If you notice yourself procrastinating, if you notice yourself getting caught up or hung up on other things or making bad decisions that all of a sudden cost a lot of money or a lot of time, which has also happened to me in the past, those are all signs that you got to recalibrate internally. And so with this whole speaking thing, I remember I was like, okay, let's start to process. I was doing it. And I started doing, you know, some of the embedding work. And I literally, in the past 3 weeks, I have had, I kid you not, 22 speaking opportunities pop up. Yeah. Even when you and I were talking, we're like, oh, be on my podcast. I know you know Rachel Jane. She's like, hey, I'm starting a new YouTube show. Can you come on and process me live and be on it? And then I just had somebody ask me to join a summit today. And it's like, literally, they're flooding in. I'm not even doing anything. We haven't even sent out pitches yet. But I have become the kind of person who doesn't need to work hard to have those opportunities fall on my lap. And that's actually my most, and I'm sure any entrepreneur, it's the most fun way to create, where it's effortless. It's not through force and pushing and, you know, building things out and feeling stressed out. It's by becoming the type of person where you magnetize what it is towards yourself. And that's when that inner alignment, right, that identity upgrade, when you do that, that's how that those, you know, opportunities begin to flood in with greater ease, instead of feeling like you have to force, push, drive, make it happen.
So what I'm hearing, and tell me if there's another level to this, what I'm hearing is that, okay, in one respect, you're becoming the person who attracts speaking opportunities easily and effortlessly, but also creating the space where you can say yes to speaking opportunities. I imagine if you start saying no to speaking opportunities, they start stop coming to you organically, or that's a whole other conversation. But is that right? Or is there more to it?
Ask that question one more time.
Yeah. So you've become the person who attracts speaking opportunities, but also created the space where you can say yes to speaking opportunities when they come.
Yeah. I mean, and then you also then can take those aligned actions to create more too, right? Because I think that's the error of when The Secret came out and was such a great,
you attraction know, without action.
Yes, there we go. Oh my gosh, I got it that way. But attraction without action. They're like, just, you know, put it out there in the universe and receive it. And it's like, okay, that's cool. But it doesn't always work that way, right? That's a part of it for sure. But I used to work really hard without opportunities falling in my lap. When I became the kind of person to hold those opportunities, then yes, they came towards me. And I also paired it with aligned action as well. But when I wasn't aligned for what I wanted, I would procrastinate, I would avoid, I would tinker with things that didn't matter in my business, wasn't moving the needle forward. Those are all the saboteur ways of also avoiding creating what you want, right? But when you can take those aligned actions, when you do the inner work, you're like, I'm the kind of person who can absolutely reach out to, you know, Andrew Huberman to be on his podcast. I know I don't have the followers, but I can do it. And you do. And then opportunities, monster opportunities go, sure, here you go. Open the door. It's because of that aligned action that you take, in addition to becoming the person who can attract, receive it. It's all of the above. So I think for a lot of people, when they don't do that inner work and the blocks remain, not only will they not have opportunities fall in their lap, but they also avoid taking the actions that could create those opportunities for them. So it's imperative that you do it all. But by doing the deep inner work, you remove those barriers for you to even take the actions that you need to take to create what it is that you want.
I love that. And so when someone listening in feels what we're talking about, they're like, oh yeah, that's me. I'm working on the next strategy. I'm working on the tactic. I'm improving my, I'm delegating more, I'm creating more systems, but I'm not working on me, right? I'm not working on being the kind of person who's comfortable being at this next level. So if you resonate with that, what do you recommend? What's next for them? What are things they should be looking at? What are the steps they should be taking to incorporate this into their growth plan, I would say?
Well, I think when you start to just, I mean, one, always self-awareness. When you notice yourself avoiding the activities that are actually going to generate more clients and income signal, if you feel fear doing something around your business, if you notice yourself avoiding, right, doing certain tasks, or you keep breaking your word to yourself for what you say that you're going to do, those are all signals, these unconscious saboteurs that are occurring. Or if you also feel like you're like, gosh, why do I keep circling around my tail? You feel like you're just doing all the things and like nothing's actually happening. Pay attention to that and start to do the deep work to clear whatever resistance there and to upgrade your identity. What does that look like? Well, fortunately, you would ask me in the beginning, do you have anything to share with people? Yes, we have a freebie. I'll share the link for the show notes. But if you go to our website, rapidrewiremethod.com, on the homepage, you can download a free demo of our tools to actually have something tactical to be able to clear the emotional charge that's holding you back from creating what you want, receiving what you want, taking actions on what you want. And then another really important piece, and I shared this with you because I'm like, man, if I want to be doling this out to how much am I blocking off time to create internally? And, you know, I blocked off a week. I'm going to Dispenza's retreat too. And I do a lot of his meditations, which I was a hypnotist. He was a hypnotist. And it's really like a future self-visualization. I do them all the time, but I'm like, no, I want to carve out a block of time devoted to my inner up-leveling, right? It's not just this passive thing that I'm doing where I'm like, cool, 5 minutes each day, check. I'm actually blocking off an entire week where I go internal and I'm going to be meditating for a significant amount of time. I've done that with Vipassanas, same thing. But it's really blocking that so that I'm devoting almost just as much time to my inner game as I am to my outer game. And that's what I invite people in here to do as well, right? Something I used to do a couple different when I was a hypnotist. If there's an income goal that you want, right? See it, a number in your mind. Start to watch yourself spending it on whatever it is that you want. You can even get very just extravagant with it. It's like, it's not one of those, I just pay my mortgage, I pay my bills, and then I'm good. It's like, start to just witness yourself in high detail. And then whatever that number is that you want, double it. And then you start to see that and you're like, whew, notice what happens in your body where you're like, oh, that's not, or what thoughts come up. That's not possible. That's crazy. How would I even make that? Quiet those voices. And once again, start to witness and feel into that number, right? Breathe into it and then start watching yourself spending that. Because the only way that money comes into is if it knows where it's supposed to go. You become a channel where it can move through you. And then once you start to feel normalized and comfortable with that, I double it again. And I just keep going where it's all of a sudden you feel more expansive, where it feels safer to hold that. That's just a simple tool that you can do. You can do it around the impact that you want. You could do it around the type of romantic relationship you want to create. Some people, if they have a belief of I'm unlovable, right, embedded from the past, and it's hard for them to receive love or to let people do things for them, do that. Same thing. See people around you giving to you. If it feels uncomfortable, breathe into it. Start to really imagine, visualize it, and get yourself breathing, comfortable, relaxing your nervous system. Then double that. And then when you get comfortable there, double that. So it's a cool way to start to get your nervous system familiar with what it is that you want. And because I know it's a lot of coaches listening, y'all know that the mind doesn't know, or the subconscious doesn't know, that what's happening in real life or what's imagined, it's the same thing in the way that it interprets and experiences it. So if you can start to create that in your mind and body before the thing arrives, you're now starting to expand your capacity to hold and receive what it is that you desire. But you also need to, I find it more beneficial to clear the block and then create on top of that. So that's why using one of our rapid rewire tools, you can clear the inner resistance first. And then when it's a blank slate, you can start to create and dream and embed and train your nervous system to feel comfortable and safe with what it is that you want.
That is so powerful. In fact, when you said that number, and I was with you, I was visioning the number, and then you said double it, and my body went, right? And yes, yes, and yes. And I love what you said is that money only comes to you when it knows where it's supposed to go. I've never heard it said like that before, but that makes so much sense. And then all of, and that goes for love, and it goes for impact, and it goes really for anything that we're wanting to have flow to and through us, right? And yeah. So, wow, amazing. Well, that could launch into a whole other one-hour conversation, but tell everybody again what the freebie is, and I'll make sure I put the links beneath the video and in the show notes.
The freebie is basically a demo of one of our tools that we teach, but Wesley, our master teacher trainer, he'll step you through so you can participate and go through the steps on your own to clear anything that's in your way. The link is info.rapidrewiremethod.com/freebie. So if you just click that, and again, I'll give you to link in the show notes, Chuck, just get that and start to work through that process. If you notice there's resistance around what you want, and then do that beautiful rewiring on top of it too, of what you want to create in your life, so that it can happen a lot more easily and effortlessly.
That sounds amazing. And for those of you listening in and you want to go and get that free gift, just look beneath this video. If you're watching this on video, all the links are there. And if you're watching this or listening to this, sorry, on podcast, just open up your phone and the link is right there. Stephanie, thank you. You are amazing. I love everything that you shared. I can't wait to share this out with our audience and even have you come back and maybe speak at one of our events. Because as we know that you have created the space to say yes to speaking opportunities. So who am I to deny you of that? And so I love it. I love it. So can't wait for that. So to put a nice end on this episode, do you have any final piece of advice or words of wisdom to leave with our audience here today?
I mean, first, I just want to say thank you, Chuck, for creating this show and providing so much value to your listeners. I know what it takes to create a podcast and to put episodes out. So thank you for your heart and your generosity and your care with that. And really, it's just, you know, I think this work is really just a remembrance of who we are and what we're capable of, and to not forget that. And really just these tools that we have are enabling us to remember the power that we have to create, be, and to do whatever it is that we want in this world.
Beautiful words to end this episode by. Stephanie, thank you. I appreciate your generosity and explaining this to our audience today. And to our audience, I appreciate you as well. And if you're still listening in, I believe that you resonated with what we talked about today. And so I encourage you highly, go and get Stephanie's free gift. Go and take action on that and just have the experience. It's all about moving forward. It's all about taking next steps. And I believe you're here for a reason. And on your journey to make a big impact, I just want you to remember that, look, you could be one collaboration away from a big breakthrough. And perhaps this is that collaboration. Reach out to Stephanie and her partner and learn how to become the person who is comfortable at the level that you want to achieve. And along the way, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be challenges. I want you to leave you with this final thought, and that is that the only way to fail is to quit. So keep moving forward, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you. This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today, and I'll see you on the inside.